Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf, monitoring.
Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf, Victor Echo 7, November, India, Juliet, how's it going?
Oh, sorry, had my volume turned down. Who's calling?
Victor Echo 7, November, India, Juliet. Not sure if you're getting me right now. I'm right in the middle of the bush in, near Alouette area.
No, you're full scale into the repeater.
Yeah, earlier, I guess the antenna, the coax that's going in, I went and checked the antenna. It's a magnetic one, and I looked at the cable, and it looked like the grommet was coming out. So I gave it a little push, and the wire came right out, so I had to go to Victor Echo 7, Papa Charlie Alpha, and we had to solder it back together.
Well, it's working well for you now. That's good, you got it fixed. Didn't have to have any upsets along the way, wherever they are on the way would be.
I'm just glad you said something, because I've noticed the last few days, it's just been really distorted, staticky, picking. So it must have been getting the signal just going straight into the radio without the antenna.
Oh, yeah. Never a good thing, right? Need your antenna. Well, that's good. You got to fix it. And it is full quieting, as I say. So.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it was pretty bad and rusted. And, yeah, it was pretty in bad shape. But, yeah, we got to fix it up. It's pretty good now. And, hopefully that lasts me another 3 months, because it only lasted me 3.
Oh, well, hopefully it'll last you longer. What kind of antenna is it?
It is a Amazon special. just a magnetic antenna I bought off Amazon for my truck here, because I couldn't find one of the brackets to put one of those, what do you call them, whip antenna or whatever.
I use an NMO, and remember Mike Oscar mount on my con antenna. It's got a steel whip on it, but it's designed for a dual pin.
Okay, cool, cool. So I've got this mount I'm trying to put onto my truck right now so I can run my Comet GP3 right on the box of my truck, so we'll see if that works out.
Oh, that was pretty funny. Right on. I had a GP3 once, but I just used it on my tower.
Yeah, so I've got the GP3, but then I also got like a 7-footer that Papa Charlie Alpha gave me, and I do go in the bush a lot, so I thought, well, it would be kind of neat to have a longer antenna. It might get a bit better signal. But I've got, like, a camping rig truck, so I think it would look pretty neat on the back of there.
Well, no, I've seen other people do similar. I saw a guy with a GP9 sitting on the back of his camper truck. So he gets pulled over and stops and slaps his antenna on the tower. Little massing off the back and over the top of the camper, and it works well.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I used to use my base station, the two antennas, but I sold the radio. I had a Kenwood, what is it, V71 or something like that.
You sold it? Oh, no. What'd you buy?
I haven't bought anything yet. I still have the cash. I sold it for $500. I'm waiting to go to the swap meet to hopefully find a HF that's a shack in the box kind of thing, does all bands.
Oh, well, good luck with that.
Yeah, hopefully I find something. I was looking at something Paul had, but we're all going to go to the swap meet first before I make that decision. And if I can't find anything there, I'll buy something off of him.
Oh, yeah. Well, then we'll see you there, because I'll be there, too.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to see all the faces. This is my first swap meet. I've only been a ham since January, so I'm pretty pumped to put the face to it. Like, I'm excited to see ROX. I hear him all the time. I really want to see him.
Well, yeah, is he going to be there? Oh, because we can bug him. I know what he looks like. He looks like Albert Einstein.
Does he really? I'll be looking for Albert Einstein then.
Yeah, that's Jim. He looks like Albert Einstein. You can check it out on his website. You can see a picture of him there.
What do you mean, website? What does he do?
Well, he's got a website. It's just, you probably find the website shortcut from QRZ. Check him out on QRZ. You can probably find it there.
You know, I've never actually used QRZ. Is that where everybody registers themselves on there with their call sign and stuff?
Yeah, that's the place. And he's there. And he's got a link to his page. And his page has a world of information on it.
You know, he sounds like the kind of guy that would have that. He's a very smart guy. He memorizes all the bands and all the tones and everything. Like, it's unbelievable. If I want to know something, I just call out to him, and he's the one that answers. So.
Yep, he's an encyclopedia, that fella. Got a photogenic mind.
Does he ever? Yeah, I was just amazed. That's who helped me start up and get all those channels programmed and their times and everything into my Kenwood. But sadly, I sold that. I am kicking myself in the butt for it now, though.
Yes, you should be. Yeah. Mm. Well, let's see. I've just got to change my input here.
Yeah, I hear you're probably a Kenwood guy yourself, I believe, right?
I am, through and through.
Yeah, but, you know, I got a really good deal on it, and I made good money off of it. I paid $450. I got the radio and a Linco power supply and the Comet GP3 antenna with the mount and about 100 foot of coax cable. So I sold the radio for $500, so I think I got a deal.
Well, somebody did. Oh, well, that's okay. You're a beginner. You got a long ways to go yet.
Did you buy... You bought one off of PCA, right?
Not the V71s. I bought all three. I buy them through the years. And then when they left, I got the last one. Last newbie. But no, I bought a couple of, I bought a 480, a 2000, and an F6 off him.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I talked to Paul about it, asked him what he would sell it for. He said 450, so, I mean, I sold it for $50 more, so I think I did good.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you do what you do.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, hopefully I can find HF. I'm looking for one of those all-band kind of mobile-like sized radios. Yeah, he does have a Yaesu right now, which is pretty neat, but we'll see what's at the swap meet first.
Sorry, I had to use my hand for a moment. One for the wheel and one for the microphone.
Yeah, yeah, I thought maybe I dropped signal. I'm in the bush right now, but yeah, it's pretty clear out here, that's for sure.
Oh no, you're full quieting. Full signal, full audio. You're doing good. Doing really good.
Yeah, that's very good to hear. Yeah, so, I don't know, do you know any other cool radios, like, you know, like the size of, say, of a mobile unit, like an all-band kind of radio?
No, I don't know anything much other than Kenwood.
They don't really make much for mobile all-band shack-in-the-boxes, do they? I'm not too sure, though.
My Kenwood 2000 is all mode, all band. 2 meter 440 and all of HF plus 6 meters. And it's mobile. If you had a large vehicle, it would work. A small vehicle, it's too big of a mobile for that.
Cool. I hear there's a tri-band coming out through Kenwood, second part of 2026 here. So we'll see what they label the price of that up, but I imagine it's going to be in the multi-thousands.
That'll be something, I'm sure. Enough to go over. That's a tri-band, 2 meter per 40, 220 digital.
Yeah, there's another fellow I was talking to. He's already ready to buy it on here. I've been talking to him, but I can't remember his call sign.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got my ticket for the lineup.